My name's Casey Bulmer, and I'm here looking for a job today. And I've just graduated from uni.
What did you graduate from?
Bachelor of Business Management and International Business. It's quite hard to find a job in that position in this area.
So, what are you looking for exactly?
At the moment, I'm just looking for full-time work that will help me get a bit of career experience and a bit of a start, maybe office work, that kind of thing, and then develop my career from there.
Why do you want to stay in this area?
In the long term, I probably don't want to stay in the area, but for now, it's close to home and family and things like that. So it's a great area.
Oh, my name's Ross, and I'm here at the Lismore jobs market trying to find some employment after working for Telstra for 33 years and nothing happened.
Well, how did you feel when you lost your job at Telstra after being there for that long?
Oh, well, I sort of expected it to happen. They were farming jobs overseas. Local people cost too much. I expected it to happen sooner or later, yeah.
There was some uncertainty, though, that perhaps the jobs could be saved because there was that period in between where they were negotiating. Did you think that there was any hope during that time?
No. Personally, I didn't have any hope.
So what's your situation now?
I'm currently unemployed, just trying to find a job, but it's not easy when you're over 55, especially in this area.
Would you consider moving to another region? Because Telstra was going to offer some jobs in other parts of the country.
No, I didn't really want to go to Tasmania. They didn't offer very attractive areas, but no.
So what have you found here today?
Oh, I found a couple of nibbles and a few things. HR type work or admin type work, yeah. Gave me resume to a few people and asked me to email it to them, so who knows.
What sort of work are you looking for? At the moment, just casual work in either retail or childcare. I'm studying, I'll be in my final year of primary education next year, and I'm part-time working at the local supermarket, but just, yeah, a bit of change. What have you found so far? Nothing that's been overly helpful for flexibility with uni, so yeah, just keep looking. How hard is it to find a job in the Lismore area when you're studying at the same time?
Very hard. It's difficult, and I don't know whether people are looking to hire people who are currently studying or they want someone who will be committed to their job, but I've been able to manage balancing both so far, so I think it's just difficult.
Hi, I'm Kathy Makings. I live in Casino, but I've been working with Telstra for the last 20 years, and now I'm out looking for more employment.
How did you feel when you found out you were losing your job at Telstra? Because I've just spoken to a couple of others who said that it actually didn't come as a surprise to them.
It wasn't a big surprise. We kind of thought it was going to happen. We just didn't know when it was going to happen. Telstra, like every other employment out there, redundancies do happen. So, yeah, I was expecting it, just didn't know when.
What's your situation now? Do you have a family to feed and that sort of thing?
I have a husband and two dogs. I still need to work. I still want to work. I still have everything there that I can still work.
Telstra was offering transfers to other parts of the country. Would you consider one of those?
No, because my husband works here in this area. He's in his own business. I have family here. I love the North Coast. I've been to Sydney. I am not a city person. I can't handle that fast pace. I'm a country girl.
We have a high unemployment rate in this region. How difficult is it to find a job on the Northern Rivers?
It is going to be hard, but I have to get out there and sell myself and get out there and, yeah, get it done.
What have you seen today that's given you hope?
There's various job agencies here that I've talked to, which have been really helpful for me to find what I need to do. I wouldn't mind opening up a small business, so there's a couple of people here that I've enjoyed listening to that maybe that's where I can go as well, as a small business that you put it in your head and you just don't think you can do it, but hey, it was great talking to them.
Have you actually finished at Telstra, or is that coming up?
No, I chose to finish up last week. This week I started a 4-week course in Cert 3 aged care. So I decided I'd give up my final week's wage, get out there and get some certificates behind so that I have an extra little bit of a toe in the door. Not a whole foot, just a toe.
What was it like finishing up somewhere after 20 odd years?
When the hierarchy came back to say, yes, we're closing, I got up and I said, I actually would like to thank Telstra. For the last 20 years, I was able to provide my children with good education, has got me a house. Even though it has a mortgage, I have got a house. And more importantly, Telstra has given me wonderful, wonderful friends that are fantastic. So, yes, I do thank Telstra for that.